stop tomorrow morning, tonight, if Russia and the Assad regime were to behave according to any norm.
So they did. From the 18th of October, Russian jets disappeared from the skies over eastern Aleppo. There hasn't been a single airstrike in 4 weeks. As for the rebels...
We're in the Al-Assad suburb. And the rebels are pushing into Aleppo again.
They attacked. Twice they tried to break into the city. Rebel shells pummeled Aleppo every day, without a pause for breath. Just over the last month, the list of civilians killed and injured runs into the hundreds. Schools, universities, houses. At times, the entire city shook from the ferocity of the shelling. We've spent 6 weeks in Aleppo. In all that time, not a single civilian has been allowed to leave the rebel part of the city. Every effort to defuse the situation, including unilateral ceasefires, failed. On a number of occasions, we filmed al-Nusra's black flag flying on the front line. According to all evidence, they are the power in eastern Aleppo. And the message they were sending was clear. No one leaves.
I left my house as soon as the shelling started, but on my way I inhaled something. I felt a sharp pain in my chest and went to hospital. They took blood for analysis. I felt I was suffocating, as if from some sort of chemical or poison gas.
It's all escalated towards the end of October, when jihadists, angry at being repelled, began shelling the city with artillery rounds infused with chlorine gas. After 4 weeks without a single Russian airstrike, the situation has only deteriorated. In the face of repeated rebel attacks and merciless shelling, thousands have fled their homes, forced deeper into, not out of the city. Kerry's promised solution had been a complete failure. Murad Gazdiev, RT